Imagine if one of the most dangerous toxins in your home was coming out of your faucet. Such was the case in Flint, Michigan, where in 2014, state officials decided to change Flint's drinking water source from the Detroit water system to untreated water from the Flint River.
It was to cut costs. That's what happened.
That's Flint's mayor, Karen Weaver.
As a result of that switch, they didn't put in corrosion control. And it's really interesting because that was a cost that was $100 a day. And look at what the cost has really ended up being. We don't even know.
And it'll likely be several years before Flint gets its problem under control.
And that's what's been frustrating when we just talk about what's going on with the federal government, because there were so many things that we should have qualified for that we didn't, because it was not a natural disaster. But a man-made disaster could be just as devastating as a natural disaster.
But why does this matter to the everyday Chicagoan? Alderman Scott Wagaspack.
We started asking questions several years ago of the Department of Water and also of more recently the Department of Public Health, because they were telling us that they were running, you know, numbers on how many kids had lead poisoning in the city. But they wouldn't often differentiate or give us details on if it was from lead paint or if it was from lead in the water at their home.
But an official at Chicago's Department of Water Management tells me, quote, Chicago ain't Flint. And she's right. But still, should residents be concerned?
When you see Flint, everybody, I think, had this heightened awareness of what was happening.
That's Alderman Scott Wagaspack, who's been working to address this issue alongside a handful of other city council members. Lead exposure can cause heart disease in adults and hurt brain development in children, causing learning disabilities, seizures, difficulty concentrating, and behavioral issues, with young children being the most vulnerable. Activist John Beecham is with Answer Chicago.
The city mandated up until 1986 in the building code that you had to put lead service lines in. And you know, we knew lead was dangerous in the 50s for sure. So we're talking 30 years after the problem.
I asked Alderman Wagaspack how many homes are affected today.
750,000 homes, and that's give or take, you know, a few thousand. We don't have the exact data because the city won't provide it.
Answer Chicago held a public hearing on the issue in mid-September.
When they report that the lead isn't that bad, we say lead out now.
You know why we held the public hearing? Because they refused to hold them, because the mayor quashed it.
Alderman Wagaspack.
The fact that they don't want to have public hearings on this issue is very frustrating.
And in Flint, Michigan, before this crisis all came to a head, government officials there responded the same way. Here's Flint's mayor, Karen Weaver.
Like I said, we had been talking about it and talking about it, but nobody wanted it. It seemed like it fell on deaf ears. That's how it felt like. It fell on deaf ears.
A Chicago Tribune analysis reveals that of the almost 2,800 homes tested, 70% had lead present in the water. Activist John Beecham is with LeadOutNowShy.org.
Well, according to the data, I mean, I think five out of the top six places in the city where it's happening are all black neighborhoods. Not only that, the places where the problems are worse, where the lead's higher, are also in black neighborhoods.
And in that, we find another link between the lead problem here and what happened in Flint, Michigan. Flint Mayor Karen Weaver.
We've always said it was a matter of race and class in the city of Flint, because we knew had this happened somewhere else, it would have either it never would have happened, or had it happened, it would have been addressed with a quickness that we did not experience. And then when you have the Michigan Department of Civil Rights come in and do a study, they justify what we knew was true. They said that this was due to systemic racism.
But here in Chicago, the problem is even hitting close to home for members of the city council.
You know, more recently, Alderman Taliaferro, he told me the other day that his children had lead poisoning from bad water, which blew me away.
Replacing the lead service lines for your home could cost between $4,000 and $7,000, putting costs in the billions for the entire city. There are some funding proposals on the table, but nothing concrete. So in the meantime, here are a few things you can do. You can call 311 and request a lead testing kit. Before drinking, flush your pipes by running your tap water for a few minutes. You may also want to invest in a water filter. You can head to epa.gov for more resources. Marking National Lead Poisoning Prevention Week, I'm Doma T. Pungo, WGN News.